glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We read the word of the Lord from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, where it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." This is one of many passages that instruct Christians to be wise in the way we live out our lives. The Lord wants us to use every opportunity He gives us to accomplish His divine will on earth. And we do so by understanding what God's will is. Without the knowledge of His will, it will be very difficult to fulfill it in our lives. So we must ask ourselves, as we take a look at our way of life, does it fit into and under the guidance of God's righteous teachings? Today, let us consider what we know to be God's will and see if it is in what we say and what we do.
Nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God. I may climb the highest mountain, I may cross the deepest sea, but height nor depth nor anything can separate me from the love of God.
I'll let nothing separate me from His love.
I'll let nothing separate me from His love. I may have trials, I may
nothing separate me from His love, nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God.
The instruction by the Apostle Paul in his writings to all Christians is that we should be very careful about how we live our lives, making the most of every opportunity, or as other translations say it, making the most of our time. Basically, the word is teaching us not to waste our life on things that do not bring about the will of God in our lives. Many instructions are given in our Bibles that define God's will for us and how we fulfill it in our lives. In the context of this instruction in Ephesians, it shares these things. Paul also writes, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral person, impure or greedy person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore do not be partners with them. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. The passage is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. The calling of the Lord Jesus Christ is a calling to turn our lives away from the ungodliness of sin and to engage ourselves in the practice of righteousness that is to be found in Jesus Christ. The Christian life is a rejection of any and all things that are of this corrupt world. Some may misunderstand what this teaching is about using our time wisely. Some want to restrict the Christian life from enjoying any of the activities of this world. And that is not at all what is being shared here or other passages about rejecting sinful ways. To give ourselves to God does not mean that we do not live in this world and participate in the things of this world. We just do not share in the things that are in opposition to the will of God, is what it's saying. Because we're a part of this world, we naturally will be living in the world. We should remember the prayer that Jesus offered on behalf of all his followers when he prayed over the apostles. He prayed to the Father that they not be taken out of this world, but that they would be protected from the evil that is in the world. Following the will of God is not only omitting the sinful deeds of the flesh from our behavior, but it is also doing God's will. Making the most of our time will include offering ourselves in service to the kingdom business. And that can be devoting ourselves to prayer. So many individuals can be blessed through the prayers that are offered to God on their behalf. Praying over all the workers who are doing ministry throughout the world is another great need. Then there's the study of God's Word that instructs us, and instructing those in the will of God. To know what the will of God is, we must expose our minds and our hearts to the written Word. God's Holy Spirit will speak to us as we listen to His Word. By giving time to meditate upon the Word, we can be like the righteous man in Psalms 1. He meditated upon God's Word day and night, and his life was well founded upon the principles of truth, and he prospered. James tells us that besides keeping our lives pure before God, that taking care of widows and orphans is what God accepts as pure and faultless religion. Some have said that they are not religious, but they are spiritual. Well, God expects us to be religious by using our time wisely in offering ourselves in these and in other ways as well. I can remember when I was about 12 years of age that I could not miss worship services on Wednesday evening when I had a little league ball game scheduled. And I remember thinking that it would not hurt for me to miss out on one of these services of the church, but my parents set the rule that we do not choose to do something other than meeting for the worship services of the church. I learned through them that it was so much more wise for me to meet for worship than to play a game of a few ball games that conflicted with those services. And I'm thankful that they shared their faith in such a way that I could learn how to wisely use my time in developing a spiritual life rather than being a participant in a Little League baseball game. How we use our time will reveal whether it is formed by seeking God's will in our lives or not. The eternal rewards are far more valuable than any earthly pursuit. And so, let us make the most of our time, and let us be wise in the use of it.
Nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God. I may climb the highest mountain, I may cross the deepest sea, but height nor depth nor anything can separate me from the love of God. I'll let nothing separate me from His love. I'll let nothing separate me from His love. I may have trials, I may have woes, my friends may come and friends may go, yet I'll let nothing separate me from His love. Nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.